USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A U.S. appeals court on Friday upheld its decision to put on hold an order by President Joe Biden to require COVID-19 vaccines. A three-member panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans affirmed its ruling despite the Biden administration's position that halting implementation of the vaccine mandate could lead to dozens or even hundreds of deaths. Biotechnology company Moderna Therapeutics has officially begun large-scale testing of its experimental COVID-19 vaccine on America's youngest children. Dr. James Conway, professor of pediatrics at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine.
This is kind of the final frontier in terms of COVID research. The other groups have been studied. Vaccines have been available. This is the last group that needs to be vaccinated.
This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Thousands of Australians took to the streets of Melbourne to protest over both a vaccine mandate and a proposed bill which would give Victoria State Premier Daniel Andrews more power to declare a pandemic and impose lockdowns. Melbourne has experienced some of the longest and strictest COVID-19 lockdowns in the world. Melbourne's total number of days in lockdown since the beginning of the pandemic totaled 262. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Friday said the rise in gas prices makes a stronger case for doubling down on green energy policies.
Doubling down our investment and our focus on clean energy options so that we are not relying on the fluctuations and OPEC and their willingness to put more supply and meet the demands in the market.
Joe Biden's first order of business in taking office was to kill the Keystone XL pipeline and then ask OPEC for more oil. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
No U.S. military branch has granted a request for religious accommodations from the COVID-19 vaccine mandate, military officials said in court filings Friday. Over 16,000 U.S. service members have submitted applications for a religious exemption from the vaccination requirements, according to court documents. The Air Force has seen the most by far with 11,070. With inflation running hot in October, American consumers paid slightly more for goods and services compared to the previous month, and far more compared to a year ago.
You've probably noticed food prices have been rising, and industry analysts and some companies themselves are predicting higher prices still before things stabilize. With America's love for bacon, you'd think with bacon prices up that Iowa pork producers would be getting some benefit from that. But actually, a spokesman for the Iowa Pork Producers Association, Pat McGonigal, says just because the prices are up for consumers doesn't mean the producers are seeing anything extra.
One of the things for a pork producer, their feed costs compared to a year ago is up about 50%, and feed represents about two-thirds of the total cost of the production of a pig.
Donegal says he expects the Iowa pork producers will increase supply to meet the rising demand Americans have for pork products, especially lately, and he says that will lead to stabilized pork prices. In the USA Radio New England Bureau, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.